summertime travel season is upon us, and in order to get somewhere, you have to have a ride, a vehicle, but then you always have to put gas in it. I mean, sometimes it looks good just sitting there on this, you know, in the driveway, but if you don't have gas, you're not going to enjoy it, and the gas prices, Matt, I don't know, I'm still pumping up the gas, and I'm thinking, how high are these gas prices going to go, and it may impact you, but somebody that can help us maybe travel without breaking the bank with these gas prices is Brian Moody, executive editor of Auto Trader. Brian, good morning. Thanks for sharing time with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we always expect a little gas rise in the summertime. Sometimes it happens, but the way it is this year, something different than it has been in some recent years. What tips can you help us out with making sure we're not wasting the gas that we purchased this time around?
Well, the first thing is you have to be realistic about how fuel efficient your car is to begin with. And, you know, in some cases you kind of have what you have, but there's a way that you can, you know, there's ways that you can manage that. So, for example, if you drive more moderately, you can improve your fuel economy by as much as 25% sometimes. And also, maintaining your car is really important. I think people overlook that, and they just take for granted that a car that's reliable, and many are today, they just figure, well, there's nothing breaking, so I might as well just keep driving it. But that's not always the case.
What are some of the things you can do as far – I know tire pressure always plays a little bit of impact in that, and maybe just making sure
The tire pressure is a big one. I always tell people, like, think of riding like a big, you know, like a mountain bike up a hill with flat tires. Imagine how much extra effort you have to get to make it move. Well, a car is the same. It's just heavier. With low tires, even if they don't look low, the engine has to work that much harder to keep your car at speed or get it up to speed. So you're really just throwing money away in terms of fuel economy. Changing the oil, changing the air filter, and also emptying out any unnecessary junk from the back. Those are other ways that you can help your car get improved fuel economy.
It's amazing what you've collected in your trunk over the winter months, and you're thinking maybe I eventually will, or even the back seat, clean things out as well. What cars are getting the best gas mileage, or is this the time where people start thinking, maybe I need to look at fuel efficiency as a key to what I'm buying?
You know, I think people should always look at that as a factor, but it shouldn't be the only one. And listen, we can't pretend that, like, if you already have a certain car, a truck, let's just say, and you sell it and buy a brand new hybrid, well, you're not really saving money in the long run. You're going to get better fuel economy, but it's about your overall budget. That's maybe not the way to go. But if you're already going to buy a new or used car, we came up with a list of 12 fuel sippers, cars that get great gas mileage that should be considered before you actually sign on the dotted line.
Can you give us some names off that list?
Yeah, I'll give you a few. Like the Nissan Leaf is obvious one. It's an all-electric car. It used to look kind of funky. I don't know if you remember. The previous ones looked like they came from outer space. But this new one, it looks more like an adult's car. Like, it's nice inside, it's nice on the outside. That's a good one. The Hyundai Kona is a hybrid. That's worth considering. The Honda Insight is a new hybrid. That's worth considering. And you can also get luxury cars. Lexus has luxury hybrid SUVs. I like the Volvo XC60. There's a version called the T8, and that's a plug-in hybrid electric SUV that can go about 18 to 20 miles on just electricity, and then when that is used up, it clicks over into a normal hybrid mode, so you get the best of both worlds. I think that one's good because it's fun to drive, it's good looking, it's luxurious, and you're getting decent gas mileage.
And of course, with a lot of these different cars, now does that add to the resale value of a lot of vehicles if it has that sort of fuel efficiency, and does that maintain itself through the life of the car, or is that hard to tell?
You know, it depends. It really depends. Like, we were finding that there's a car called the BMW i3, which is an electric car. It's about a $50,000 car, and those do not maintain their value. But other cars like the Prius probably would keep its value. Even some used cars, like, not everyone can afford a new car, and that's, you know, that's, of course, you don't need to buy a new car. But if you were to buy, like, a used Chevy Volt, for example, from 2015, it's a less than $20,000 car now, and you're still going to get great gas mileage. Somebody else ate the depreciation on it, and you get to have a car with high fuel economy, and, you know, that's a way to go. I think that's smart, is to buy a certified pre-owned or a used hybrid and, you know, maybe consider that before you get an all-new car.
Brian, with people traveling this time of year, you see people put luggage on top of their car. You see some of those that are kind of aerodynamically built. Are there accessories like that that can kind of help you when you're traveling?
Yes. There's lots of luggage. Like you said, if you just strap it down and it's a big boxy thing on the roof, that's not going to do as well as you see these sleek, you know, rooftop carriers that close and lock up. It's also just more secure and keeps your stuff out of the elements. So that's a way to go too. But remember, any of that stuff that you do is going to add weight. So there's no free. You know, you're going to get worse fuel economy the more weight you add. But getting something that has like a slippery look to it or kind of moves through the air a little bit easier in terms of a luggage carrier is definitely going to help you, you know, cut down on the worse fuel economy.
We're talking this morning with Brian Moody, executive editor of Auto Trader. How much do we look forward to the gas prices of where we're going? You know, in my hometown, it might be a certain price, but I might be shocked to know when I get where I'm going, I'm going to have an extra bit in my wallet.
That's worth, you know, that's a really great point, is when you're planning your trip, figure out if it's part of your budget, if you're, you know, planning down to that level, find out what the gas prices are in the town that you're going to be in. And there's a lot of great apps that you can get for your phone. Gas Buddy is one of them that will tell you the lowest price in the area where you're traveling. And I'll give you a little hint. It's not going to be close to the freeway. That's not going to be the cheapest gas.
I always look for places that maybe have a little bit of gas wars going on. Maybe there's competitors that are trying to outdo each other, it seems.
Yeah, that works. I noticed that in California, I was on a road trip from Los Angeles to Sacramento, and the prices were all within 1 or 2 cents of each other, and so I didn't really get the benefit of that. But the farther north I got, if I drove 2 miles away from the freeway, it was the exact thing you're talking about. One guy, it would be $3.39, another guy had it for $3.35, and then, you know, at some point you have to figure out, I'm just going to cut my losses and get the one that I think is the cheapest. But staying away from the freeway is a good way to do that.
Right. Well, there's a point where you're thinking, I'll get gas now, otherwise I'll be walking a mile just to borrow a gas can from somebody if you run out of gas. So
that's true. Yeah.
Keep an eye on it. But if you want to find out more about maybe some of those cars or other information, where's a good place to get some details, Brian?
Yeah, go to autotrader.com, and right there on the homepage, we have a list of our 12 fuel sippers to fight rising gas prices. And if you're going to get a newer used car, there are used cars on there too. Worth considering some of those.
Sounds good. Brian Moody, executive editor, Auto Trader. Thanks for sharing this morning with us.
Yep. Thank you.